Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with your news. Ethan Thomas Walls has pleaded guilty to operating while intoxicated, first offense in a recent court hearing. The plea stems from an incident on October 1st in Caseville near Maine and Michigan roads, where the defendant was found driving with blood alcohol content level of 0.206. The court accepted the guilty plea and imposed a six-month probation term. Conditions include paying $675 in fines and costs, completing an alcohol insight and awareness program, and performing 24 hours of community service, all by specific deadlines in 2026. Notably, the defendant is prohibited from consuming alcohol, but has an exception allowing presence in bars for employment-related maintenance work. License sanctions will be handled separately by the Secretary of State. And Saginaw County will open its early voting center on Saturday, January 24th, ahead of the February 3rd special primary election for the 35th State Senate District, according to the County Clerk's Office. Early voting will be held at Saginaw County Early Voting Center at 618 Cass Street, next to the courthouse. The center will be open daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Sunday, February the 1st, with extended hours until 7 p.m. on the Wednesday before Election Day. Voters who cast ballots early will be able to feed their ballots into a tabulator, though no results will be counted or released until 8 p.m. on Election Day. Residents may still request absentee ballots, but election officials recommend returning completed ballots in person to a clerk's office or drop box to avoid mail delays. Absentee ballots can also be submitted at a voter's polling location or at the early voting center, where voters will check in and insert their ballot into a tabulator. Additional election details are available through the Saginaw County Clerk's Office, and statewide voting information can be found at michigan.gov/vote. And Michigan Democrats have introduced a set of bills called the Kids Over Clicks Package, aimed at reducing the risk children face on social media platforms. State Senator Kevin Hurdle said the legislation responds to widespread concerns from parents, noting that more than 90% of the parents worry about their children's online safety. The proposed laws would impose new regulations on tech companies accused of designing addictive algorithms that fuel excessive screen use and expose minors to data collection and targeted advertising. The package would give parents expanded control over their children's digital experiences, including the ability to manage privacy settings, restrict online purchases, monitor social media activity, and set daily time limits. Another provision would block access to AI-driven chatbots for minors in Michigan. Supporters say the plan aims to strengthen data privacy and curb exploitative online practices that target young users. And we'll return right after this.
Feeling overwhelmed or sad? Struggling with your mental health, substance use, or thoughts of suicide? Turn to Michigan's 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Call, text, or chat 988 for free confidential support 24/7. Dial 988 or learn more at michigan.gov/988. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
And we're back with more news. A historic winter storm has blanketed a path from the southern Rockies all the way to New England, affecting over 180 million people. The National Weather Service reports that slow-moving system is producing a hazardous mix of heavy snow and freezing rain, leading to widespread power outages and thousands of flight cancellations across major hubs. Emergency declarations have been approved for several states, including West Virginia, as federal resources are mobilized to assist with recovery. Meteorologists warn that frigid temperatures following the storm will hinder melting, making travel treacherous for several days. In a series of shark attacks in Sydney, Australia, including one fatal incident involving a 12-year-old boy, has been linked to unusually high rainfall in their region. Experts explain that heavy runoff from storms draw sharks closer to shore as they seek out prey in murky waters. Local authorities have temporarily closed several beaches and increased aerial patrols to monitor the shark activity. Marine biologists are studying the phenomenon to determine if long-term climate changes are altering shark migration and feeding patterns. And we'll return right after this for a look at our weather with Steve Adamson.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.